Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. Money Grows on Trees, and I have another special guest with us on the show today. We're doing a lot of guest interviews lately, and this one is none other than prop four from the Brisbane Broncos, Reece Kennedy. What's up, Reece?
G'day, how are you?
Good, mate. This is your first podcast, yeah?
Yeah, first time, first time I've been on live, so yeah, it should be fun.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks for jumping on the podcast. I know you're an avid listener. So I really wanted to bring you on because we've been chatting in Instagram and we've been chatting away about your finances. And I think what I'm really interested about learning is, you know, as a professional athlete, just what kind of shaped your mindset around learning about money, you know? And I'm sure a lot of other people would want to sort of learn from that as well. So because you're coming from a unique position. So so mate, let's just kick it off. You want to just tell us a little bit about your background and then sort of how you started your money journey?
Yeah, sure. I've been playing rugby league since I was 6 years old, actually. I've got two older brothers, so I've always wanted to follow them and follow in their footsteps and do what they were doing. So that's kind of what kick-started me there. I've just been passionate with rugby league. It's been a big part of my life. I originally chased my dream by moving down to Melbourne. I grew up on the south coast of New South Wales, in a little town called Truros Heads. I moved down to finish year 12 down in Melbourne, play with the junior system for the Melbourne Storm. And yeah, while I was there, my main goal was just to try and get to the NRL. And I didn't actually play NRL there. I then got picked up by the Canberra Raiders, moved to Canberra. I was in the full-time NRL squad, didn't actually play NRL there. Went back to playing part-time football in Wollongong with the Dragons. And then finally I went to Sydney, where I made my debut for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. So, and now I'm in Brisbane. So I was there for about half a year before I kind of moved up to Brisbane. And that's where I really got started on the finance stuff. But my entire life's kind of been around, chasing that dream, working hard, building a lot of lessons I've kind of developed through rugby league, resilience and toughness in regards to rugby league. And I put all that effort kind of towards that. And then when I got to Brisbane, I was bored one day with my partner and we're thinking, what are we going to do? So we thought, we lived pretty close to the casino. We went down to the casino and thought, okay, we'll put $100 or $200 it might have been. Started playing blackjack and I lost it within about 2 minutes.
Lost but you're all as that good a player as me then. You're as good a player as me at the casino. So you lost your money and then what happened?
Yeah, so then we thought, I'm not going to try and win it back. So we walked out and walked into a bookstore next to the casino. And we found the Barefoot Investor, and that was about $20 or whatever it was. And that's kind of where it all started. It was kind of like a bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Yeah. And so you've gone from this. One of the first things I want to touch on what you said before is, like, I love that you had this dream. So you had this vision of becoming a professional rugby league player, right?
Yep.
And you knew that if you applied discipline to that and grit, resilience, and perseverance, that the hard work eventually would hopefully pay off, right? Like, it's really hard to get into the NRL. Like, it's really, really challenging. Obviously, you would know better than anyone. So for those who are listening from the States, it's like the NFL, but NRL in Australia. So you had this vision. And so you started, when did you start really earning money with NRL?
Yeah, so I was always on kind of minimum wage while I was at the other clubs. The year I made my debut, I started making decent money. Okay. Yeah, so I guess that was the first time I started to implement, actually get a little bit of money and think about what I can do with it. Before that, it was more just I didn't really have any money goals at all. And I think a big part of that was my childhood as well. My parents weren't big on focusing on money, so I never really had anything established in that regard. I had all these really good mindset goals towards rugby league. Yeah. I just didn't have a pathway or know what to do with money. And I think that's what I've learned recently, especially listening to your podcasts. Yep. It's just given me a real direction on where to go. I've got a good mindset, learning tough resiliency towards life. But I think now that I've got a bit of a pathway and some guidelines, maybe I can apply that towards my finance goals.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Definitely, definitely, definitely. So, I mean, one of the great things is actually you were learning about money when you're younger, because you were learning discipline, you were learning resilience, you were learning to show up, you were learning, to follow a goal or set a big goal and then follow your dreams. That's part of the money journey, because that's how you were going to earn a living, right? So you have this career you were going after, basically. So I think you had the money path in front of you. How old were you when you debuted at the Rabbitohs?
I was 23 years old.
Okay, so that's when you started earning enough money to go, okay, I probably need to think about this a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
It's so good to hear that you've done that from a young age, because obviously, if you look at the stats, I think it's something like 30 or 40% of professional athletes are kind of broke after they, a couple years into their career. And have you seen that throughout your career where people have come into fast money like that and made a bit of a mess of it?
Yeah, particularly, I wouldn't say the NRL, but I guess a lot of my teammates, I have seen it, particularly around gambling. I'd say I've seen it. There's a little bit of a, I don't want to say there's a gambling culture, but I mean, what happens when these young players, especially stars, they get given these big contracts? So, you've talked about a lot on your podcast, they haven't really developed the right mindset around money, and sometimes they can lose it quite fast.
Yeah. So what makes you different?
What makes me different?
You obviously went to the casino that one time and this is probably not the path for me. You went for the jackpot, didn't work out. But then I love it. You went across the road to the bookstore and that's really what you should have been investing in. You bought this money book. So what has compelled you to go down a different direction? What makes you good with your money at such a young age as a professional athlete?
Well, I certainly have had my times punting and gambling a little bit. I did learn my lesson a little bit there as well, nice and early. I think the main thing, these books that you've recommended, and I think the most important thing is being curious and open-minded, being able to listen to other people that are, having success in that area. Not being ahead of yourself and just being open-minded, because that just gives you the opportunity to learn. I think that's what I'm doing at the moment. Yeah, so I've been studying as well throughout all of this while I've been playing rugby league, which has also kept me quite busy. So I actually started when I was in Canberra doing a Bachelor of Exercise Science.
Okay, awesome.
So that's just been part-time.
Yeah, when you graduate?
Well, I have graduated.
Well done.
Now I'm doing a master's in exercise physiology.
Okay.
Which is all very exciting, and I'm very passionate in that area. But I'm starting to learn. I could have probably. I wish I had picked up your book and your podcast and Barefoot Investor earlier, because I could have implemented more effort into studying this.
Yeah, but you're so young. You're so young. Don't worry. It's amazing you're doing this in your 20s, particularly having a successful career. So don't beat yourself up. So, it's all good. You're going to be fine. I think that it's great you're even reading this now. And there are a lot of people your age, I think there's a lot of young men particularly that don't even read. And that's a big problem. I think so. The fact that you're going and picking up books and being curious, that's one of the elements of success, curiosity, right? But when I think about your career to date, to be in the NRL, it requires a level of coachability. Would you agree? You have to be coachable.
Yeah. I think it's probably very much like what we just talked about. Just, yeah, almost not being egotistic. You need to be able to, be open-minded. Sometimes people are going to put you in your place, and there's people that are doing better than you, so you got to listen to them.
Yeah, definitely.
If you want to improve, yeah.
Definitely. And I think part of being a successful athlete is being highly coachable. And what's great about your money journey now and your investing journey, because I know you're kind of moving into investments and you're planning, and it seems to me like you think of the future as well as being coachable, because you're thinking, well, if I study as well, because you know that you're, as a professional athlete, that a career is limited to, you know, the age of your body, right? So you know that that's going to come. So rather than be reactive to that, it seems to me like you're putting in things at the moment so that when that happens and you retire, that you've got this great career to move into afterwards, right?
That's exactly right. And that's why I started studying back in Canberra. I didn't know really what I wanted to do. And I just thought, you know, I need to start doing something, you know, to back up my career. And yeah, we do learn very early. That's one thing that the NRL do implement quite well. They understand that it's short and we need to try and support the players for after their career, which is why, yeah, I started studying. I just didn't really, I still wouldn't change anything that I've done in terms of study. Like, I'm certainly passionate in exercise physiology.
Yeah.
But yeah, just having, I think, some of these money mindset goals, and yeah, some of these podcasts I've listened to, just learning about shares and property, and yeah, it's something that I could have done, could have used much earlier. I think I know I'm still young, but
I wish I had picked up when I was 7, but you know, we can.
Yeah, that's true.
what are you going to do? So, what's your plan now? Like, so you've been listening to the podcast, you've read the Money Grows on Trees book. What sort of plan does Reece Kennedy have in place? Where's he going with his money journey now, do you think?
Yeah, sure. So, I do have a financial advisor as well. So I have a bit of a plan. I've got 80% kind of spread out into a managed fund. Yeah. You probably won't like this. I've got a little bit of crypto.
Everyone gets on the podcast, tells me they got a little bit of crypto. It's better than a lot of crypto. Yeah, that's cool. What else?
And yeah, I've got a little bit like to play with stocks a little bit, and I'm still learning. Sure. So that's one of the things. That's where I'm up to now. I've developed kind of a good money mindset.
Yeah.
I think particularly reading, you know, Rich Dad Poor Dad, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Yeah. And I'm currently reading the Cash Flow Quadrant.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like I'm building a good base around money mindset. I've been recently also trying to learn about stock picking. So as you would know, I've been picking your brain a little bit on Instagram.
That's good game. It's a fun game. Yeah. Have you read Warren Buffett's book, The Snowball by Alice Schroeder?
I haven't. It's on my list.
Yeah, you'll love that. I would really encourage you to pick that one up next. That's the one that I got that just flipped me. And it's
right.
It's
cool. Okay.
You'll love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool, man. So, all right. Well, where can I ask you this then? Where, what's your big goal? Like, what's your big audacious goal when it comes to, you know, your life or maybe your finances, perhaps?
Well, you talk about a lot, just having the freedom and choice to, like, I want to have kids with my partner one day. And I also want to live back home in New South Wales with my family, around my brothers, and just have a little bit more time for my family. A lot of my life so far has been away from family, chasing my football dream. My big goal is to live back home close to them and spend the rest of my life after my football career happy with a home. You know, the Australian dream, but also, the goal is to build up my managed fund as much as possible to retire off, hopefully. Yeah. And that's pretty much the ultimate goal. There is another thing I've talked with my financial advisor about, which I could maybe ask you to do a podcast on. I'm sure you know about it. It's called debt recycling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to, I'm probably not the right person to explain the ins and outs of it, but it's something that I've been talking to my financial advisor about as well, and something that we could potentially implement with our house when we eventually move back home. We do have a house in Brisbane.
Okay.
At the moment. So
I bought. Is that a property investment or you're living in it?
Living in it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Great. Yeah. That's good. So you got a property, you got managed fund, you got shares going on, a little bit of crypto, got the right mindset, you got age behind you, you got compound effect that's going to help you, you got a future career planned out already that's going to help you transition from being a pro athlete into that. So I think, man, it's so good to see it actually, because I think you're a great example for anyone who's wanting to be, well, certainly do aspire to be a professional athlete, but I think you're an example of to a lot of athletes out there. This is what they ought to be doing because it catches up with you, if you don't, right?
That's right. I couldn't stress enough to some of the other boys in our team and any other young athletes, like where our careers are a little bit, you know, backwards, we make money nice and early in our career, and sometimes, especially some of the, you know, the stars, they're not going to make that much money ever again. So they need to try and take advantage of it.
Yep. I heard that Jonathan Thurston, you might know too, I heard Jonathan Thurston, he actually lived on, like, I think it was $800 a week or $600 a week or something for like ages in his career, and he just put away all of his you know, his massive money that he made becoming a superstar. And he did that for a long time. I don't know if you know that, but that's what I heard he did. And he's obviously now very financially successful.
Yeah, he certainly is. I didn't actually know about that. No.
Yeah. I read that. So I thought that was really cool.
Was that in his book, was it?
I don't know whether it was in his book. Maybe I read an article about it, but I definitely saw it. I think I read it in the Financial Review or something. But it was interesting. Like, and I think one of those things is it takes a lot of courage, I would say, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, to be really diligent with your ego when you're in a professional athlete sport with other blokes around you. Like, to think about how they would all approach life, right? And you know, being an athlete in the NRL, like, you got to be, you know, somewhat a little bit crazy to play the game. It almost, you know, enjoy the pain sometimes, right? So you're looking at people that are kind of like big personalities and living in the present moment. And unfortunately, with finances, that doesn't work out so good. So I think have you had to have a little courage to be a little bit different to a lot of the other players in terms of how you are with your finances and stuff?
I think what's kind of helped me out there is my upbringing. I grew up in a small country town with, you know, quite a humble family. I've kind of always been a little bit more curious than other boys. You're definitely right when you say there's definitely big personalities, and you're right, to get to this level, it's you have to believe in yourself and you have to be confident, and you don't shoot anyone down for being like that. But yeah, you're right, there certainly is, it can clash when it comes to money. So
yeah, they probably don't go hand in hand. When you're super confident, you got to be curious at the same time. But I think you really fit that mold. So man, let me ask you this. What would be one tip that you would give anyone else, or even professional athletes, or it doesn't really matter who it is, about money so far?
One tip, read.
Oh, I love that.
I think you say the same thing, but I think that's how my without like, I've listened to all your podcasts now, and I know that you say that a lot, but that's how I got started. I mean, I picked up the Barefoot Investor.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot since then, probably more so from your content than anything.
Thanks for the time.
Just picking up a book and reading. I mean, like, I probably developed some good study kind of work ethic from university. But for anyone, I think, yeah, like you said, it develops your brain, reading. And some of the information that I've gained from it, it's just, yeah, it's been, yeah, probably say life-changing. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Well, that's the way I learned too. So I'm not surprised that you're learning that way. It's just because, I mean, as an athlete, you know, you always have, you got to be in the gym, you got to do your training, you got to show up, you got to put the effort in. The more you put in, the more you get out. And I think a lot of people, after they leave school, they don't realize that your brain and your mind is the same thing. It needs to be used. It needs to show up. It needs to learn things. It needs to grow. And I don't know if a lot of people do that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. There's Robert Kiyosaki says, we learn the mental side of it at school, and we don't learn the mind, body, spiritual kind of side of it. And we learn in rugby league, we're trained to be tough and to train hard, but we don't actually, we kind of miss mental stimulation a little bit.
You want to be as the best in the world, you need to be focused in one area, right? And it makes a lot of sense. So
that's right. Yeah.
I think it's great. I mean, I'm so impressed that you've been able to plan your career like you have and look at your money the way you are at your age and in your career at the moment. So I think it's really exciting. And you'll achieve all those great things. You'll definitely have freedom because you've got this compound effect that's going to be in front of you. So, I'm really impressed. Is there anything you want to ask me where you got me on the podcast? Anything I can
help you with? So one thing I did miss, I want to start a side hustle. Like it's not my immediate goal. I'm still learning about stock picking and, I'm still reading all the books and I'm actually chowing through the books quite fast.
Good.
a little bit overexcited.
That's all right.
But I think my next thing at the moment is I've had a little brief look into affiliate marketing, kind of figure out whether it's something for me. When I finished my master's in exercise physiology next year, so I'm certainly going to get some experience in like on days off between training and stuff. But I've also looked into starting a side hustle, potential small business or something like that. So I think that's probably where I'm least inexperienced, business skills, and that's probably where I could benefit from you the most. Sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a game changer for like I talk about on our money masterclass we run every Tuesday night live. Myself or one of my team run it, but we talk about this thing where if you are able to earn an extra $500 a week with the ability with compound interest in say a managed fund or an index fund, it can translate into $1 million in 18 years. Like it's amazing what can happen if you can put that money aside. And I think that a lot of people are looking for side hustles out there, but there are good ones, there are not so good ones, and you have to suit it and all that sort of stuff. But interestingly, I talk about this in my new book that's coming out in the next week or two. So as soon as I get a copy, I'm going to get some print copies done. Hey, everyone who's listening to the podcast, it's digital, okay? So if you get it and you buy it as digital, that's the way it is. But I'm going to get some hard copies for some of my closer fans. So I'm going to send you a copy, Reese, and you can check it out. But in there, it dives more deep into the side hustle side of things. And I think as you get out of your career and you move into, say, the world of exercise science or training or, that's your expertise, and I think that's where you'll probably gravitate to. But at the same time, you have, with the internet, like we have access to so much opportunity out there. Like you can bolt on things to your current business. You can do all sorts of stuff. And I think that if the objective is to earn extra cash flow, there's no other way to do it, man. That I can see out there. So I think you'll really enjoy the new book. So I'll be sure to send you a little copy of that as soon as it's available.
Yeah, that would be good. I do enjoy the hard copy books.
Everyone does. I cop flack from it all the time. Like, why does it not go? Like, nah, it's not. But, keep it
Yeah, I've been trying to chase all the other ones, the hardcover books, but because of the delivery demand at the moment, they're not getting out. So I'm kind of jumping on iBooks and downloading them.
Yeah, cool. So you're transitioning to digital. I do all mine digital now, incidentally, because A, it's cheaper, B, I get it straight away, and C, I get to download it and implement it. I think it's so important to implement what you read more so than just read to learn. But, man, I think you're so on the right track, and I'm looking forward to seeing how all this kind of come together for you and unfold. So I really want to say thanks for being on the podcast. Appreciate it. And I'm so excited that it's your first podcast episode and that we get to jump on together.
Yeah, no, thanks very much for having me. I've been learning plenty and I look forward to continuing learning from you. Cheers.
Awesome, man. You bet. So listen, before we go, where can people find you? What's your Instagram handle so you can get a few follows and stuff?
It's ReeseKennedy6.
There you go. Nice and simple. ReeseKennedy6. Shoot Reese a follow on Instagram and follow his stuff. And obviously, go Broncos, hashtag go Broncos. And let's go for the 2022 season. I think you guys are in preseason now, right?
Yeah, we are actually. I'm a bit buggered if I look buggered.
He's just gone on pre-season training already, eh?
Yeah, so, it's been a heavy week.
Okay, awesome. Well, mate, we'll be back in here for the year 2022. Let's go Broncos. And thanks again. And everyone, if you are wanting to jump into the Facebook group to check out Reese and I having a chat live in there, all the podcast episodes get into the first access Facebook group. Go to my Instagram, check out the Facebook group. Jump in there if you want. It's free to jump in. But then this will go live soon onto the podcast. But that wraps it up. Give us a subscribe and leave us a review. If you've enjoyed this from Reese, then give us a review on the podcast. Really appreciate it. And thanks again for listening. And hey, if you listen in and you shoot me a DM and you've got some great value and you've got a good story, you might wind up like Reese jumping on here on the podcast one day yourself, which would be awesome. So thanks again, Reese, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.